Task 3. Joanna and two colleagues are preparing a web page to show some tourists inappropriate behaviour and give information about how travel photographers can make money from travel photos. Listen to the conversation and complete the information on the web page below. You now have 30 seconds to study the task. At the end of the task, you will have 1 minute to tidy up your answers.
Right. In our last meeting, we decided to use pictures to show some inappropriate tourist behaviour. For the launch of the page, Mrs. Law said we should focus on three very common types of inappropriate behaviour. So have you guys got any ideas or found any relevant pictures?
Yes, Gary, I've got one here. It's a photo taken by my sister when she was visiting Southeast Asia last year. Have a look.
Oh, it's a rather common scene, isn't it? That some young tourists thought that it's cool to wear skimpy clothes. They haven't thought about how inappropriate it is to dress like that in conservative cultures.
That's right. It is important to dress suitably or appropriately to show respect to the host country.
Why do you think they do it? I mean, they know that they are in a conservative culture, but they still wear skimpy clothes.
According to many surveys, many tourists think that they are tourists, so they can do whatever they feel like. On our webpage, we must point out that being a tourist is not an excuse not to respect social rules. Say in the Middle East, social rules or customs require women to wear clothes that cover their arms. So whether you are a tourist or not, you should respect that social rule.
Totally agree. Hugo, have you found any pictures for the page?
Yes, here it is. Using drones to take photos on beaches.
Using drones to take selfies on beaches is another level of self-obsession.
According to what I've found out about flying drones, tourists need to know that drones are not allowed in public beaches in many countries unless they have special permits issued by those countries.
Really?
Yes. For example, in Australia, you can't fly them over people at any time in populous areas, including parks and beaches, no matter how high you fly above them. In short, drones are banned from flying in public places.
Just being curious, why is it not permitted to use them to take photos on beaches?
Because it's been proven that drones will disturb seabirds.
Ah, I see. The birds.
Seabirds. Anyway, what about you, Gary? Have you got any pictures to show us?
Yes, here it is. Do you notice that many museums do not allow people to take photos?
Yes, I think the main reason is that the flashlight will damage the paint of the paintings.
Well, that's not really the reason. In fact, these days you don't really need a flashlight to take photos in dim environments. I found out that there are two main reasons for not allowing people to take photos in museums. The first one has to do with copyright protection issues. Some of the artwork pieces are from private collections, so taking photos may violate copyright protections. Therefore, many museums have a blanket rule to ban photo taking in their exhibitions and galleries.
Ah, I see.
In addition, banning photo taking is a security measure.
How so?
Well, when thieves plan a museum heist, one important thing to do is find out any weaknesses in the museum's security system. So banning photo taking in museums is to minimize the chance of thieves finding out the weaknesses in the museum's security system.
Oh, I never thought about that.
Also, it will be much easier for museums to identify people who would break the rule to take photos. I mean, those who take photos will be immediately noticed.
Yes, that makes sense. Talking about taking photos, we need to write up a short information sheet about how people can make money from their travel photos.
Okay. I know that we can sell them through stock photo sites. In recent years, there are a lot of them popping up. You only need to register to become a member to sell your photos, and membership is free. On average, you can make about 10 to 15% of the selling price.
Hugo, you seem to know a fair bit about selling photos on these stock photo sites.
Because I'm a member of two of them. And not long ago, someone bought one of my photos. It wasn't much, but at least it was my first sale.
That's great.
Hugo, I've heard that some people could make a lot of money from selling their travel photos on these sites. How could they do that? Are they exceptional photographers? Or have they uploaded thousands of photos to these sites?
It's not that simple. Not long ago, I went to a special seminar by some popular sellers on these sites and got a few tips. First of all, it is about pricing your photos. If you want to sell more photos in a short period of time, it is better not to set the prices high. In fact, set them low.
Right. So that's using the low price strategy to attract more customers.
Exactly. Also, as competition is keen, to attract customers, you need to do your homework to find out what's missing in the site's collections. In other words, you need to find out which collections have less competition.
Okay, that means you contribute the types of photos that the site lacks.
Correct. Another tip is that make sure your photos look natural. If you browse those stock photo sites, a lot of photos look staged. Honestly, they look not just unnatural, but rather awful.
I see. Besides these tips, is there anything people should pay attention to when putting their travel photos on these stock photo sites?
Yes. One important thing is about the photos that have people in them.
But when you travel and take pictures, there is every chance that there will be people in them.
Only those taken in private places. For example, if that photo was taken in a local's home, then there is the privacy issue.
Okay, that means if photos were taken in a private place, then there could be a privacy issue if there are people in the photos.
Correct. You will need to get their consent to publish those photos on the stock photo site.
I see. Thanks for telling us so much about how we could make a bit of extra money from our travel photos. Well, I should start organizing my travel photos.
That is the end of task 3. You now have 1 minute to tidy up your answers.